This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through for the next hour all of the things that are on the charts prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, a division of Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV there, and all the information day to day, week to week, month to month. The spirited world of news talk radio and the coverage by Michael and his crew, very important and integral part of the overall understanding that people have, or maybe don't have, of what it is that we do here in this strange world. So, Michael is on the road. I'm going to go through the charts, and then we're going to talk about some of the issues and some of the people, some of the things that are going on. Especially, I want to focus on Israel for fairly obvious reasons. At number 10, the Major League Baseball. Rich, you know what would be good? Rich McFadden is the producer of this program. If you had the big-voiced announcer, I bet people would love to listen to the big-voiced announcer giving us our cue into number 10, number 9, number 8, number 7, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't do that with Michael because he's got a big voice, but now to sort of catapult this list into the problem. We don't have him. Okay, all right. So, and I'll be the big-voiced announcer. Michael, you could be. That's actually the way for you to do this. Michael, you be the big-voiced announcer starting at number 10.
All right, I'll do it. Here we go. Let me see. You know, I'm on one of those iPhones, so it doesn't really lend itself to my booming baritone, but I'll do the best I can. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
Number 10. Okay, I'll try again. Let me try again. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's good.
Number 10.
Number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown is the Sports Talk Radio overview of the preseason at the NFL and all of the action in the Major League Baseball world, and the fact that in basketball, LeBron James has come back to his hometown of Akron. A lot of people are talking about that. So that, in fact, is the number 10 item this week on the list.
Number 9.
The story of the general assassinated in Afghanistan. I figured out, Michael, that I had a connection to this fellow because he used to run the Natick Labs. There's a laboratory run by the Army that works on weaponry, and it's in the next town from where I am in Framingham, and he ran it, and I interviewed him a number of years ago when I was doing a local radio program here. Pretty nice guy. Very soft, very, very soft spoken guy. So he was over there he was working on armaments and instructing the Afghanistanis in how to use some of the weaponry that we have produced. So that was his job, and he lost his life because of it.
Shows you how dangerous it is there that even a general is, not safe.
Yep. Right. Well, it just shows you how the other side of it is, how poorly protected our troops are over there. There was no excuse for this thing, as far as I can see. But anyway, let's keep going.
Number 8.
The report on Obamacare issued by the government, the services, General Services Administration, and Congress. Not exactly a stellar report.
Number 7.
The midterm elections. A lot of people are saying that they're going to sit it out because they don't like any of the candidates. I guess we could spend hours talking about that and how that's not going to fix anything, but that'll have to be up to individual. People think if they vote every 4 years, the presidential election, they've done their job, which is woefully inadequate and woefully untrue.
Number 6.
The campaign in Iraq by the Al-Qaeda offspring, and the fact that the President of the United States says America is going to help you if you're sort of trying to get around or away from these guys. There are a lot of Christians who have been killed in the past week or so. So the President says we're there to help, and some selected bombing targets have been put on the map, and in fact some of those bombings have taken place already.
Number 5.
The border situation, with immigration reform being a big election issue, a lot of people have a lot of foolish approaches to this and foolish ideas, Michael, and many of those ideas have shown up on the radio this past week.
Number 4.
The president's low approval rating, as you can imagine, this is grist for the right-wing talk hosts who love to tear apart the president any way they can, and he makes it easy for them anyway because of what he's doing and how he's doing it, and thus the low approval ratings.
Number three.
The Russians and their 20,000 troops that are on the border, the eastern border of the Ukraine, and the fact that the Russians said that they were going to boycott American products, which could serve only to bite them in the foot because 60% of their food is imported and most of it is from Europe.
Number two.
The Ebola outbreak and what it means to you. It doesn't mean anything to anybody unless you're in physical contact with somebody who has the Ebola virus, which has been the case with the about 1,000 people that have died so far. Another 2,000 cases reported. But if you're not touching, there's no sweat gland or chance encounter that would bring you into contact with bodily fluids, you got nothing to worry about. But it is a story the news media loves because they love to scare you.
Number one.
All right, this is something I'd like to delve into a little bit more with you in a matter of moments. The Israeli-Hamas conflict and what's going on in terms of the anti-Semitism has been aimed at the Israelis because of bad reporting around the world. In fact, the reporting has been stridently untrue. And I wonder if that's not one of the good reasons for Sean Hannity having gone over to Israel. We'll talk about that and what other talk radio hosts have been doing to cover this issue, which is the number one item this week in the talk radio countdown, the talk radio review. So we'll get to some of these and how talk radio is dealing with some of these issues. As Michael Harrison continues here with me, I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly talk radio countdown show. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's the craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that over 6 billion K-cups were thrown in landfills last year? K-cups can't be recycled. They cost up to 3 times the price of BuzzBox Coffee. We know the reusable filter that comes with the Keurig isn't great, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that are often stale from sitting on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get what you truly would like to have in the best of the best department when it comes to coffee. That would be USDA certified organic shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support Eastleigh Farm. Simply use the Solo Fill from BuzzBox Coffee and you can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and you can save a heck of a lot of money. $699 a year to be exact. BuzzBox Coffee. Folks, taste the difference. You will love it. Get one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the BuzzBox.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
moving along the highway, literally. Michael is moving along the highway. I'm in the studio, and we're working through the items of interest this week, the first full week of August in the world of News Talk Radio, the stories, the people, the issue of Israel and the conflict there, the fact that the Hamas started to shell Israel, or tried to, 3 hours before the truce was supposed to be over, tells you something about who they are. And that's why I wonder how, other than with bad reporting, the rise in anti-Semitism, anybody knows what's really going on there, how would they be anti-Semitic? You'd think that everybody around the world, if there was good reporting going on, would be for the Israelis, wouldn't you, Michael?
Well, you know, first of all, Israel is one of our greatest allies. Israel is a democracy and an ally of the United States in the Middle East. Israel produces a huge percentage of the world's scientific and medical breakthroughs, technological breakthroughs. Israel is a country, for the most part, to be admired. And for anybody who's interested in American interests, they are a strong stalwart and ally of our country. That being said, Israel tends to get a tremendous amount of negative press, distorted reporting, and whether that's because of, intrinsic anti-Semitism throughout the world or what, I'm not sure. But I've been there four times on fact-finding missions. You've been there several times. We both have witnessed constant shelling of the Israeli population centers by Hamas and, people in the Gaza Strip.
When talk radio hosts like Sean, you just mentioned that I've been there, you've been there, Hannity is over there now, and one wonders, if you look at some of the pictures that you've had that you've published in Talkers magazine at Talkers.com, some of the pictures of him in the various places where he's been broadcasting or he's been visiting, one wonders how dangerous it really is. And what effect does something like this, what we call a remote broadcast, what impact does that have on listeners, on the program itself? Does it give it more credibility? Is it really good and exciting to listen to somebody who's involved in an area like this where there's so much going on?
I think that I think remote broadcasts obviously have some value, especially in today's technological world where we can do them. But I think that more importantly, it gives the talk show hosts more credibility for being on the ground there and seeing for themselves what's going on, as opposed to formulating their opinions by preconceived notions or by the reports of other reporters who may not even be there. So I think that on a broadcasting level, it's good radio. But in terms of information and firsthand knowledge, you can't beat it. I wish that talk show hosts had more opportunity to go to news spots, to speak with the people who are experts, to bring objective information to their listeners.
So what are other examples where this technique has been used effectively? Can you, over the years that we've been talking about and covering talk radio, there have been a lot of good examples. What do you think are some of the best opportunities that have presented themselves where talkers, whether they be regional or national, local, have taken advantage of some of these opportunities to tell a story directly from where it's happening?
Israel is the prime example of it. There have been more talk show hosts over the years going to Israel and the Middle East. Many of them have gone into Palestinian territory and talk to Palestinian leaders. We're not talking about these being one-sided visits and broadcasts. I broadcast live across the country from the last conflict in Gaza with the shells going off behind me. And I was in a situation where I had to run to a bomb shelter because a rocket was coming in at us from Gaza. You've been on a number of broadcasts. I remember you went to Russia. There were broadcasts from hotspots in Africa. Ellen Ratner has done a tremendous job of that. Over the years, broadcasters have gone to China, Japan, Mexico, different parts of the United States where there are big news stories breaking. Yeah. It's a history of this.
Yeah, I have been fortunate to go around the world, from China to other areas in Asia, out to the middle of the Pacific, to Guam, all over Europe. It has been a great opportunity. So, yeah, I think there are great stories that can be told, and that's really what we're supposed to be doing here. News Talk Radio, Under the Microscope. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
Moms of America, Stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison continuing to overview some of the stories and the stories behind the stories from the talk radio perspective, because after all, that's what we are working on. What is in the news is what we talk about on the News Talk Radio programs. And certainly the Russians, the number three issue this week on the countdown, the story of the Ukraine and the sanctions, and then the Russians say that now they're going to not so fast, you Western guys, we're going to fix you. So as a result of that, Russian diners will not be able to find Dutch cheeses or Polish apples in the grocery store or cook up chicken from the United States. But the other side of it is the Russians have to import 60-some-odd% of their food, so it's almost one of the sort of side stories here is they're cutting off their nose to spite their face.
You know, I'm not an expert on foreign affairs, but I do know the sanctions sometimes backfire because the people that are hurt are the population, and the people then feel that the United States is hurting the people. Quite often in many of our disputes with governments, even in our overthrowing of dictatorships, it doesn't always come across that way when we sanction them or when we actually go in militaristically. The people think we're actually attacking them. So if Russians are starving, it's because of Western boycotts. They may actually think that we're mounting an offensive against the Russian people.
Interesting. The ban also has dealt a blow to Norway's fishing industry. I'm looking at the impact overall. The National Chicken Council has got in on this, and they were worried that chicken farmers are... Basically, the approach has been farmers in America and the European Union are being victimized by something they have no control over.
We don't fully understand the psychology of the Russian people when you say a dictator in Russia. Many people in Russia are very nostalgic for the iron hand of the KGB and the Politburo and the premiers and the whole Soviet system. A lot of people there feel that it lent a sense of order to the country. You know, we always do things, and I'm not saying that that's a good thing, but I'm simply saying is we don't really know what it's like to be a Russian in day-to-day life in Russia and how you feel about the color, how you feel about the government.
One of the things that you, as you mentioned, I've been traveling over the course of doing this radio program and the Good Day program that I do Mondays through Friday for years, for decades, and I was in Moscow, I was in Leningrad, Rod, and I found some very interesting things about how the Russian people work or how they think, and it opened my eyes, frankly, to what the understanding is of America on the part of Russians and the old business by the KGB. Even though I went over there as the curtain went down, so to speak, as the wall came down, the Cold War was over, it wasn't really, and I wonder if it ever has been for guys like Pukin Putin, who get their control and their power from victimizing people, and that was a standby of the KGB. So under the circumstances, you look at this and you think, yeah, there was certain security, people were taken care of. It's the old business of government buys your support by giving you everything, and then they control everything. And one wonders if there isn't a parallel to that sort of thing going on, and what's happening in many people's circumstances here in our country. The government pays for everything, gives you everything, and sooner or later you give over control.
Well, there's no question that there's a trend going on right now in this country and around the world about giving over control to governments, and that is increasing military presence of police departments. The militarization of police departments in America is a scary, scary concept. And a lot of people are not seeing it happening. It's creeping at a very, very steady pace. I mean, yeah. I'm sure you have opinions about that.
I do. We'll pause for a moment now, and then we'll maybe come back to that. A lot of other things to talk about. There are great things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We're here every week to highlight them. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com. With me, I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues, but people now drinking our BuzzBox Coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared. How about that? Just by switching to BuzzBox Coffee. The reason isn't quite as mystical as it sounds. Coffee beans contain a delicate oil, which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it becomes rancid or rotten. How happy do you think your digestive system would be if you consumed rotten food? The same negative reaction is experienced when you ingest stale or rotten coffee. You simply can't purchase a coffee that's fresher than BuzzBox Coffee. But if freshness isn't enough for you to choose BuzzBox, perhaps price will be. Did you know that the average price of K-Cups is 80 cents compared to just 25 cents for BuzzBox Coffee? That's based on drinking 2 pounds of coffee a month. That translates into a savings of $699 a year. Folks, join us in experiencing the best of the best. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's a great coffee. Helps support my Eastley farm. BuzzBox Coffee is delicious, so together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805. That's toll free, 866-456-7805. Or maybe it's easier to go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
We continue now, second half hour with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This hour, our job is to not only examine the stories and the people who are being talked about, but what the nuance of the News Talk Radio world is pulling from these stories and what you kind of need to know about the world of News Talk Radio, the sort of behind-the-scenes things that are going on. One of the things that I find interesting as we sort of peruse this list here, how many people are on the list? And I didn't go through the people list. Rick Perry is number 10. Harold Green is number 9. He was the general. John Bolton is number 8, the former UN ambassador. John Boehner is 7. Mr. and Mrs. Clinton are 6. Rand Paul is 5. Edward Snowden is 4. Vladimir Putin is 3. Netanyahu is 2. And Barack Obama is 1. Interesting that two Americans are being talked about so prominently on talk radio. Is there one of the things that's happening? We notice some new stations programming talk coming online that are interested in politics to a point, but from a younger point of view. There are some new hosts, a couple of women, a couple of men who are on the scene now who are sort of, I don't want to say taking over, they're being used to replace some of the older voices that have been around for a long time. Is this a trend, Michael? Are we seeing a number of new radio hosts that are either in the making or on the air now?
There are some good young hosts coming up, but I think it's more of an intention than it is a trend. I think that if you were to look at the statistics, most talk show hosts have been around a while, and the old guys are still strong and still going. The problem with getting younger voices on is they either haven't come up through this system or they don't have life experience and don't hold up very well. Getting young people interested in politics and news and the subject matter of news talk radio has always been difficult, because when you get older, you have more of a stake in the system. You have more stake in the taxes, more stake in homeownership, more stake in so many aspects of the society that young people tend to. So the whole issue of keeping the demographics younger or moving them down is one that the industry has great intentions about, but so far has not really been able to pull off. I would say that most of the young hosts who are coming up are actually not that young. They're in their 40s. When you get into the 30s and the 20s, they don't seem to make it. For example, a young host who was touted as the new voice of American talk radio, Andy Dean, who was a graduate of a show with Donald Trump.
American Idol. Yeah. You're talking about The Apprentice.
I'm blanking.
The Apprentice.
Right. He just resigned from the position. They call the show America Now. The story being he's got some other business to tend to. But the reality is perhaps it just didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So finding the new voices for young people has been a challenge. I don't know how you talk about politics to young people differently than you talk to older people about politics. Mm-hmm. It's the same country, the same politicians. It's a confusing problem that programmers face.
Well, the thing that I'm finding interesting is that there are a lot of stations that want to program political talk because it still is a mainstay, and they're trying to find a new way of doing it, so they're looking around for newer people, younger people, or people that just have voices that are considered to be fresh by program directors. But the thing that is interesting is how some of the hosts that have been around for a while retool, rework, and revive their careers and their programs by just sort of updating themselves. And isn't that a danger in any business, never mind just this business, of getting stayed and sort of getting stuck with the same old mantra, the same old thing? It'll appeal to some people because there's a comfort level in hearing. It's like listening to a music format. If you like listening to country music, you're going to look for country music stations, and it can make you feel good to hear country all the time. Well, if you are right of center or left of center, and you're listening or you want to find something that agrees with your sensitivities, then you'll look for that. And sometimes the same message over and over again isn't always the appealing message that a new listener coming into the format for the first time is going to be attracted to. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I agree with it. I don't know if you said something that you agree with or not. I think you made a good point about the situation. When something is repetitive, it gets boring. I mean, look at some of these. You talk about radio. Look at some of these, for example, classic rock stations. They play the same 250 songs over and over and over as if that represents the gigantic richness and world of classic rock. A number of top 40 type stations or oldie stations have announced recently they're dropping all music from the 60s.
Yeah.
From the 60s, which was the greatest decade in the history of popular music.
Right.
And because the premise being young people have grown up don't remember the 60s, which I don't agree with. So there's such a timidness on the part of radio programming corporations to do anything different, but they say they want to do something different until something different is presented to them, and then they're afraid to do it. So what they say is not always what they do. That's why I say the intention is there, but the will to carry it out is a whole other story, and it can drive you crazy.
Well, what happens is that, you're right, people will look at a name, yeah, I recognize that name, and remember him or her for whatever they might have done 10 years ago or whatever, and either they like it or they don't like it, but they may not be up to date on what they're doing now. I find that to be the case oftentimes with people, and you're saying, what you said about the big corporate interests that own a lot of radio stations is, and they do, they say one thing, and they do something else because it's safer, and that's really what has, in the news talk radio world, that was the whole thing about it. The managers didn't want safe. They wanted things to be said on the air that were outrageous so that people would pay attention. What did that guy just say? And then
now they don't want that anymore because it's too difficult to manage. So they want to do outrageous radio that's not outrageous.
Right.
It's like going to the circus. They're going to the circus, but the high wire is only 10 feet high as opposed to 100 feet high.
Yeah.
It's safer that way. Or having professional football played where they just tag each other because tackling is too dangerous. If you take the danger out of talk radio, you take the very essence of it out. And that's a problem that we're going through right now. Management has changed. But backtracking a little bit so listeners can identify with this concept, in corporate America, it doesn't matter just radio. So many of our listeners have jobs in corporations, big corporations, where you feel like, you know, you're not at the top, you're not at the bottom, you're somewhere in the middle. They often will say to you, we want managers. We want people who think outside the box or not afraid to take risks. But if you do think out of the box and you take a risk, they're going to fire you. So they encourage you to do something that they really don't need. And this is throughout business in America. I'm sure listeners relate to that. You know, when they take their job, we want somebody who's thinking outside the box, which is a term that is the most ridiculous term in the world.
Nonsense.
I've never seen any company hiring anyone that they want to take chances, risks, or think outside of some kind of box.
Yeah, not now, for sure. Used to be that was what they looked for. I remember a guy that I worked for in Boston on WRKO. His whole thing was get the phones to ring, and he was great. When people would call up, they were ticked off business people, maybe someone that runs a service organization that might have been maligned by a host. The phones would ring, the program director would take them, the general manager would take them, and they'd say, you know, they'd actually have a conversation. They'd probe into what it was they were concerned about, and they always ended by saying, so this information came to you from our talk host X. Yeah, yep. Well, aren't you glad you were listening so you found out what people were talking about? And they were masters at not only sort of not dismissing, but taking the fangs out of the anger that people had. And that was when you knew it was working, and when people were listening, is when the folks would call up and say, hey, I don't like what that guy said. Did you hear what he just said? I'm never listening to you again. They love that.
Yeah, and I'll never listen to you again.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's an empty threat.
Right,
but it scares the heck out of the current generation of management and radio.
Yeah, you're right.
It really does.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. Absolutely. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, continues as we go through the expert witnesses here in terms of people and stories. It's a part of our weekly review. Every week, 52 weeks a year, we go through the top topics in talk radio here on the Talk Radio.
Service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC Certified Service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 56 crayons.
What, what?
$1 fix mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17 set notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
This mine's boring.
Whoa. Talking Super 8 Fern.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening?
Huh?
Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination Super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. One of the things as we talk about the essence of what the issues are and the personalities that are in our focus and the personalities that are talking about them and how people don't want controversy, yet there are shows around now, and some of them are weekend shows. I'm most thinking about shows like Gun Talk and Armed American Radio that are being taken by, obviously, enough stations so that they, Gun Talk's been around, for heaven's sakes. Aggression's been doing that show for, 15, 20? How long has Gun Talk been around?
I think it's about 20 years.
It's been around for a long time. Yeah, right. And he's obviously got an audience. He's obviously got sponsors, or the show wouldn't continue. Isn't that an example of controversy? I mean, I can see people listening to these shows who are gun control.
Not really. Tom Gresham's Gun Talk is about gun safety. It's about responsible gun ownership. It does have a sportsman element to it, which people don't realize. And I think it's a very legitimate forum for people who want to own guns politically or sports-wise or just for their own safety, can talk about everything from the Second Amendment to sports. A lot of these programs, although the concept, you hear guns, they're encouraging people to go shoot each other. No, a lot of these programs are extremely intelligent and productive for people that are interested in that. I mean, as long as it's not against the law to own a gun in the United States, there are regulations, but the right to bear arms is part of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. These shows are performing a function. That's very important.
All right, so, but if you take a show that's named Armed American Radio, that, I don't know that show, frankly, so I'm asking, I'm not talking through my ear here. I would like to listen to what that's about, because on the surface it sounds like it's some group of people or a host that wants to make sure everybody's armed because the government's going to come after us. And there are a lot of people. There's an Alex Jones sort of mentality to that. And Alex Jones is a very popular host, and for good reason, because he has a great radio program.
This is a very interesting subject you're bringing up. There are people in this country who are afraid that the government will come after us.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of the right to bear arms is for people to protect themselves when the government can't protect them, or, more importantly, to protect themselves from the armed force of the state, which, when turned against the people, could be very deadly. So, there's a legitimate basis for this concern. Now, whether or not it's a real concern, whether or not the odds are it'll happen, or, whether or not it's imminent, that's a whole other issue. But it's certainly not un-American. It's certainly not illegal for people to think about protecting themselves from the government, especially in this age when the government is having an increased armed presence in our neighborhood.
Well, I just think that and the cigar shows and some of the other controversial shows, the business shows that advise you to buy certain stock, all that stuff is interesting and compelling listening, and if it's done well, it's entertaining, but yet it is controversial, and that's the way this format was born, and I'd like to see more honest controversy.
The cigar show is a lot less controversial than the right to bear arms.
Yeah, except that people are against smoking, and there's a protest. There's a protest for everything.
Yeah. I mean, we could just stop talking to each other, and that way we won't offend anybody.
Yeah. All right, to review, the conflict in the Gaza Strip between Hamas and Israel and the related issues of new incidents of anti-Semitism across the country and across the globe, most talked about story on the News Talk Radio World during this past week, the week of August 4th to the 8th, following at number 2, the Ebola virus outbreak and the threat of a pandemic. At number 3 was Russian aggression in the Ukraine and Edward Snowden's renewed visa to remain in Russia, followed by President Obama's low approval rating at number 4. The talkers Harris Top 10, a weekly presentation of Stephan Multimedia and Michael Harrison with Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. Come out every week with this list and a conversation about the goodies that are going on in the world of news talk radio with our hosts and friends on these stations. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with Doug Stephan on your weekly talk radio review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. Gretchen Martins, who has brought new meaning to the old song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon. Matter of fact, her website is untyingtheyellowribbon.com, is here. Been involved in helping veterans for a long time. The place I'd like to start, Gretchen, is with the latest numbers. Before we talk about what the politicians on both sides of the aisle tried to do last week, what are the actual numbers? As the dust settles in this foolishness, the vets who have not been seen, vets who have been waiting for appointments, vets who have died, are there updated numbers?
They are still focusing in on the numbers. So the numbers are, sadly still the same as what they are, more than 150,000 veterans who haven't been seen waiting for care, some of them waiting for care as much as 2 years. So the thing that's missing in that new bill that I noticed is actually the very intensive audit of all of these VA facilities that would give us the exact numbers. But for people who may not have tuned in before, more than 40 dead veterans in Phoenix alone, yeah. 100 veterans who died and are waiting to be buried in the L.A. morgue. Every day, the VA scandal just gets worse and worse.
The essence of the bill, let's dig that apart a little bit more. Bernie Sanders, and I forget the congressman's name, Jim... Help me. Who's the Republican
congressman? Oh, Miller.
Miller.
Jim
that's
Miller
right.
From the House.
Right. Yeah. So their idea is to make it easier to fire the people who are incompetent, which is always a swell thing to say. Not as easily done in the government that we have here, the way they protect these union folks. The other thing that's troubling about the reality here is that $5 billion, $10 billion, why would we spend any more money unless you completely did the organization, throwing money at this, even if you can get rid of the old, there still is a culture there that has allowed this to happen. And frankly, for one, I don't want to support spending any more money and not another nickel. They have a big budget. Let them use it efficiently. What's your reaction to that?
I actually 100% agree. What we know is that in the past 5 years alone, the budget at the VA has increased by 60%.
Yeah.
So clearly throwing money at the issue is not solving the problem. And the way that they've sort of narrowed down the bill, because there's a lot of concern about the long-term care costs of giving veterans this choice card and saying, well, have at it, go to any private health care system you want to, that they've allocated $10 billion, but it's actually put us all, and I say all because we're all citizens paying taxes, it's put us on the line for far more than that. So I absolutely agree with you.
All right, so then what is the solution?
Well, I think, number one, you're very correct that we need to actually recreate the whole system and deal with the endemic problems. And that's something where I'm very hopeful that Bob McDonald, coming from the Fortune 500, he's gotten a lot of actually very nasty criticism. Well, just because the man can sell Pampers, can he fix the VA? But he's a business person. And what he brought to Procter & Gamble was process improvement. It was leadership. It was fixing broken systems. So hopefully he'll be able to do a job, but he has a long road ahead of him.
Under the circumstances, this fellow may bring, and you wonder sometimes why people volunteer for this stuff. Let's not judge him before he actually gets a chance to do his work. Regardless of whether you support the Obama administration, we all know how horrible this all has been. So let's give him a chance and see what he can do. But he ought not to be given more money. I think we all pretty much agree on that. So you have... I want to underscore the books that you've written, Untying the Yellow Ribbon, Transforming How Veterans and Communities Thrive, is one of the things that people will find if they go to untyingtheyellowribbon.com. That's the website for this group of veteran supporters led by Gretchen Martins. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the charts for the week of August 4th to the 8th, starting at number 10, Sports Talk Radio. No big surprise there. Most of the Major League Baseball action at the beginning of the NFL preseason. Number 9, the major general who was assassinated in Afghanistan. Number 8, the report from Congress on Obamacare. Not particularly good. Number 7, the midterm elections and how they will be affected by political events. Number 6, the campaign in Iraq. Number 5, immigration reform. Number 4, the approval ratings for the president. Number 3, the Russians trying to get into Ukraine. Number 2, the outbreak of Ebola and that virus in Texas. And number 1 this week, the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. So that's it, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.